קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 476.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם in page 76, or Kabbalah for the student, page 78. And thus we have thoroughly explained. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and relevant questions will be aired. So again, page 78 in Kabbalah for the student, second paragraph. Thus we have thoroughly explained ours. Thus we have thoroughly explained our sages' reply to the question, how is it possible to cleave unto him, which they said means cleave unto his qualities. This is true for two reasons. Spiritual dvikut is not in proximity of place, but in equivalence of form. Two, since the soul was separated from his essence only because of the will to receive, which the Creator has imprinted in it, once he had separated the will to receive from it, it naturally returned to the previous dvikut with his essence.
Meaning there's a question here, how, by changing several of our qualities, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, and inside us, how, as a result, we understand who the Creator is, and furthermore, we reach a state where we become like Him, that we can become like Him, cleave on to Him. It's not clear. If you can't touch Him, then how, through certain inner manipulation inside us, and I'm saying this word manipulation on purpose, this kind of a crude word, how we become similar to someone who we can't see, can identify, to cleave on to Him, to adhere. There's a problem here. It's the same problem like we said, how can we make measurements on some star if we're not on it? Meaning, what does it mean from your actions or from your deeds, we know you? How, as a result of changing myself, I reach Him? What does it mean, love, to love, if it's not part of my nature? How do I come to something like that? That's why, on the one hand, you're not obligated to love directly, on the one hand, that you must love. But if you have to correct all the 613, or even the 611 desires of yours, because 612, it's the correction of the chassadim, fully, completely. And the 613, it's already to receive in order to bestow. Meaning that it is impossible to obligate you to do this, but only through the previous correction do you come to that. And as a result of organizing within ourselves all of these actions, not that the final actions are important, but the scrutinies within each and every detail that we make, they accumulate and they become the kelim. Nothing is lost or nothing is missing. It's not that I can jump from here, like we can dream about it. It's good if we could, jump from here till the final correction. What kind of a leap could there be? You're already now in the final correction, only you don't have the vessels to feel it. You must collect all these vessels on the way, and only then do you reach this revelation. Okay, let's carry on.
However, all this is in theory. In fact, they have not answered anything with the explanation of cleaving unto his qualities, which means to separate the will to receive imprinted in the nature of creation and arriving at the will to bestow, the opposite of its nature. And what we explained, that one who is drawing in the river should firmly grip the rope, and before one engages in Torah and mitzvot lishma, in a way that he will not turn back to folly. It is not considered gripping the rope firmly. The question returns, where will one find motivation to wholeheartedly exert solely to bring contentment to one's maker? After all, one cannot make a single movement without any benefit for oneself, as a machine cannot work without fuel. And if there is no self-gratification, but only contentment to one's maker, one will have no fuel with which to work. The answer is that anyone who sufficiently attains his greatness, the bestowal that one bestows upon him, is inverted into reception. As it is written in Masechet Kiddushin, with an important person, when the woman gives him money, it is considered reception for her, and she is sanctified. So it is with the Creator. If one achieves his greatness, there is no greater reception than contentment to one's Maker. This is sufficient fuel to toil and wholeheartedly exert to bring contentment to him.
If something's unclear, please ask Moshe.
To cling unto his attributes. If I want to resemble, to acquire someone's attributes, who's great in my eyes, I have an example. Even though I don't have these qualities, I at least have an example, so I can try to resemble that person.
How can you try? I look at someone. He's a person who, I don't know, he likes others, he makes compromises, he's courteous. How will I acquire these things?
Let's say you see this, but you're maybe you see what he's doing and you want to do the same.
I become even more edgy.
You know that he's like, you want to be like him and you're trying to be like him.
He's all, you know, settled down and nice and like this, I kill him.
But it's clear to you, when you're killing him, it's clear to you that he pisses you off. But here you don't have a grip onto anything.
As an example.
Yes. What is special? What is the essence of this thing that the Creator said, cling?
He said, treat the friend the very same way you treat the Creator. What's the problem?
That's not the way it is.
No. Not
because
that. Why?
Because it's unclear. If it would have been clear, people would have done it. We're talking about an inner intention that I cannot take an example from others in.
You won't see anywhere. Maybe in a certain society we'll see such examples as to how people treat each other nicely, but usually it's untypical, and for Kabbalists, all the more, because everything happens inside them. And so, I don't think that you'll see examples. You have to invent these examples yourself, out of what they write. And try showing it to friends. What do you recommend on doing? What would you like to do? What do you want? What should happen in order for you to finally advance toward correction? Well, yes.
Let's say when we talk about bestow, then I want to see a lot of examples of people who bestow, who relate to others well. But I look around me, I'm also trying to do the same, if it does happen this way. But it doesn't happen this way. So I'm asking, what is the essence of this merciful and, I don't know, once you explained that that's like educating monkeys. When I see an example in this world, I can take it and copy it. Whereas in spirituality, I want to teach you something else.
Look, usually in spirituality, everything is hidden, concealed. Kabbalists, they never reveal their attributes or relations outwards. It was very uncustomary by the Rabash, Not at all. You know, each one was sometimes a dance in a circle, holding hands and singing. That was once and, you know, 3-4 times a year. Or at the end of Yeshivat Chavarim once a week. But it was very coldish externally. Whereas what you're saying set examples of good and nice attitude before me. To me, it seems that it's good for someone who wants to be educated this way. It's good toward children, toward the masses, to set such an example. So they'll see that this is a society in which this is how you have to behave, otherwise you won't be accepted, you'll be thrown out. Meaning, egoistically, that we want to suppose bring someone up this way. But if you want to bring up a person or educate him to change from within and not externally, he doesn't necessarily have to see external examples. Through the external examples, which are completely different, he has to penetrate the inner form. And from that inner form of the others, to take an example for his own inner form. And to advance only this way. Yes.
But we are saying that the solution is in changing the person. Everyone has to change. So turns out that in the entire education we do want to bring examples, but here there are no examples. I can be in a group of Kabbalists, there are no examples.
No, integral education towards the 99, towards the broad audience, of course. There we have to show how we're hugging and we're friends and we're nice and everything. You can't show them that you're here, you know, there's burning hatred between you and everyone's in a strife and so on. They won't understand that this is a part of the path to correction. For them, correction is everything's nice and tidy. Every day, you go and add in that direction. They don't have the disparity of form, because they don't have these two forces of reception and bestowal. Only the force of reception. So by my force of reception, I now learn how is it better to behave in order to get more. That's it. Their correction, it follows yours. It's at the very end.
So I'm in a society of Kabbalists. I don't receive any nice external example, behaviorally wise.
No.
So how do I learn to acquire the attributes of the Creator?
You have material which you study, you have workshops, you have a teacher that explains, and you have to get a bit deeper in into yourself and into others and start seeing how each one is working on himself and not externally. Yes?
But what's the problem if we'll add something external? Because it's very difficult to talk about love and to see examples that are not that good.
It's true, and this is why the Rabash writes that you do have to nullify yourself before the friends in practice externally, and you don't have to talk about the greatness of the goal and the greatness of the friend. For beginners, it is something that you need. But if you ask me, I'm not telling you, but it's gross. It's disgusting. It's not this is not the form that can lead a true person to the goal, even though it's hard. Did I ever behave nicely to you? please tell me. Do you ever remember that, you know, something happened? No, you can't remember such a moment. I remember the very first time that we went together overseas, you and I, for 2-3 weeks. For me, you got a very, very unpleasant attitude, and that was on purpose.
Yep.
No, it's impossible. Kids, that's something else. Beginners, that's something else. But not... And also, according to our nature, we're simply incapable. Incapable. We have to try as much as we can. And all according to our level. It comes according to one's level. If a person is working on the inside and does everything, then why does it matter how he's behaving on the outside? He's not... He can't... I don't know. You don't see it externally on the outside unless... He is integrated in the group, and the group says, from this day and on, we only smile to each other. So he accepts it as spiritual work, and he starts smiling. That's it.
Again? No? Sure.
Please, keep on asking.
According to the text, there's a question that arises, where will one take the fuel to bring contentment to the Creator? The answer is that each and everyone who attains his exaltedness and bestow becomes a reception. How does he attain this properly?
If he gives him contentment,
which is?
And if he gives him contentment, he gets energy, vigor. It's a closed cycle. Society. You have nothing but that. Wait, I think that he'll come to that. If not for society, he'll have no ability to get the energy to perform an act of bestowal. You have these qualities now, and you want to succeed in the eyes of the friends, and so on, and only this can necessitate you to do that. If you care about the friends here, for them to accept you, for you to be nicely absorbed, then you look at them, what's good in their eyes, and then you discover that you have to learn, that you have to ask, that you have to perform actions of bestowal, and so on and so forth, to work in the kitchen, to serve them. So, you do something, you have fuel. How come? Because then they'll look at you and accept you and so on. It's worthwhile for you. Same with respect to spirituality. It is worthwhile for you to... It is worthwhile for you to make an effort in spirituality, because by that you achieve their degree, but you have to feel that you're less than them. It is worthwhile for you to succeed in spirituality because they'll respect you. You look at them, it seems to you that they're great. It eats you up, so you have to toil yourself in order not to suffer. These things, they exist in us, egoistically. Don't tell me that I don't know how to start, I don't have what to start with, where in spirituality I know. You don't have to know anything. In your corporeal state, you have enough strength, preparations, abilities, in order for you to start working spiritually. Because you are in an environment, and without the environment, it's something else altogether. Therefore, at the moment, we'll have a new building. I'll be really glad if our friends will come from all over the world for at least a few months and will be absorbed here. And through envy, lust, honor, will get the urge to exert themselves and advance quickly toward the spiritual development. Yes. But here it's also the matter of the example, to see the friends, how they are.
To see the friends, okay, so what?
It's actually...
And you don't see it. That's what you want to say.
No, I always look.
You watch, but you don't see something that is worthwhile of respecting.
There's also always a need for comparison. I always have something to learn from them. But here, it's actually like Mushi's question, that you look at others and you learn, you get inspiration from them, and so on.
No, so you're saying there's no good example. Yes, that's what you're saying or not? I weren't able to understand what you're saying.
It's hard to explain. On the one hand, there is a good example here.
But it doesn't awaken you enough.
It does.
It does. So what the problem? You cannot express it yet. It's unclear yet. Okay, that's also good. No, I'm saying that you shouldn't calm down, but it's okay. There's another sage behind you.
Maybe I understand what you wanted to ask. A moment ago you told Mushi that you don't need the external example.
I'm not saying to you that you shouldn't do it. Because for small children who are not divided internally in a clear way between, who don't have a clear division within between externality and internality, what they have in their hearts is what they have in their faces.
Incorrect. There's the game.
Like you, you're wrong. If I'm like a small kid, if I'm angry at you, I cannot hold myself and smile at you. I come and I scream at you. I'm not divided into two, but rather people who are truly internally divided into internality and externality, you have this division within themselves. They can be like in Kotsk, when within they had a burning flame toward the Creator, and externally they expressed the disregard. There were such people who were deliberately giving opportunities for themselves and for others to advance.
And then what does a person get the fuel or take the example from that he's getting a hard time?
From his persistent clinging onto the Creator, which doesn't exist here yet. This is why I'm not talking about those things here.
And it comes as a result of the group's inner attitude, this inner adhesion, since the whole group is already in that state, then it projects on a person and influences him?
Of course. The fact that I project disregard towards spirituality, I'm sure that by doing so I give my friend an opportunity to advance. I'm definite in that. I'm connected to him. I know how much it influences. By doing so, we really do a favor to one another. It's not that I take pride of the fact that, look, I don't care about anything and so on. What are we talking about? Whom are we talking about? What, we're talking about someone from the street who's playing as if he doesn't care about anything? What, a felon in prison? We're talking about serious people, very serious people, for whom adhesion to the Creator is everything. It's like a bulldog. He wants to lock oneself on the attribute of bestow and to not move from it. And he's also playing that he doesn't care about it, acting as if he doesn't care. This is done in order to awaken the Reshimot even more and to show them to others and make the others show him the same. That's a very dangerous work.
Sounds that way, but what protects or keeps a person in this state?
Adhesion. And they're also connected inside. They're all connected inside. And they're all doing this work together.
That's...
Can we start working this way?
No, what are you talking about? I wish that they would play nicely here first, act nicely. Well, act awakened, the opposite of what I just said. We lack here acting all together. We're like small kids. We're like everything we have inside is shown outside. Look at Danny. Look at him. Well, come, approach.
I'd like to also ask, continuing Moshi, in our inner work, there's nonetheless something that's a bit different than the ordinary ego that's working, and this is something that you mentioned previously in the heart state, to cleave on to the point in the heart, and I remember this on myself, that the moment of awakening was characterized by some kind of a burning feeling that you've stumbled upon the truth and the need to tell it to the world. That was the burning. But it's not yet necessarily love or bestowal to the extent to which I understand.
That's normal. A person who feels well is bursting from within. He cannot hold it inside. A person who feels bad shrinks. That's the nature of good and evil, of warmth and coolness. And it's clear that you want to tell everyone how good that is, what I revealed, and so on.
But I don't feel that I want to love everyone. Don't you feel that? I'm asking, what's the connection?
No, because this love does not belong to you. What belongs to you is only the fact that you've revealed something sublime, eternal, complete, somewhere there, something no one has, and you have revealed it for yourself, and even more so, you see that no one else has it. And on the one hand, you have this inner velocity, this inner, you become as if greater, and on the other hand, because you don't have anything to share with everyone, then you feel like the trouble of many is already half a comfort, then if the others will have it, it will bring you double the joy.
So, what is it? Is it on the way of reaching bestowal, the awakening of the point in the heart?
Yes, everything is on the way. Give Moti. It's better to be Moti than to live, to die than to live. I was laughing about his name.
You said that we don't yet have adhesion with the Creator. Can you explain what that is in our work in Lolishma right now in the current time? What does it mean to cleave on to Him in our work?
In different observations that I make of myself, by doing so, I build His image within me. It is not something external. The Creator is as an inner spirit of bestowal that occurs, that is born, that fills me up from within. It's a relation of bestowing in order to bestow, receiving in order to bestow, that I can create, generate, emanate. Project, yes. That I project, emanate from within. No, give a grandfather his room. He's really poor. I see that he's in great pressure from long ago.
Rob, I wanted to ask about the example you gave with the Kotz Chassids, that they've shown disregard even though they were burning on the inside.
Disregard is not with respect to external people, but with respect to themselves, in their own group.
How can it influence the environment, suppose?
Which environment?
By showing disrespect.
No, we're forbidden to do that with respect to the external people. Well, let's say about you. Look at a person, an elderly person, who's an intelligent person, and so on. Look how he behaves. Like a felon or like a child, what happened? Everyone there lost their minds. If you need to disseminate the wisdom to the whole world, how can you behave this way externally?
And suppose toward the environment that is really cleaved on, if I'm in the right kind of environment, how through disrespect I can energize them if I show disregard or disrespect.
This is why I'm telling you, it's only for great people who understand what happens to them within and the way they are connected. And alongside with it, they can make an opposite game. They can act the opposite state.
So I need an environment that correctly deciphers what I'm doing.
Guys, we're done with it. We're not talking about it anymore. No, we don't. We forgot. We are nice children, and that's it. No more than that.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, do you recommend, just like today, there are teams that prepare the externality for the European team, there will be a team that will prepare only the internality?
What do you mean only internality? We have nothing besides internality. We're not talking about anything else, period. Once we will have a point of grip and spirituality, adhesion, a minimal connection between us, then we'll be able to talk about to these two surfaces, an upper surface, lower surface, and externality, internality. Now there's none. We have no internality because there's no externality, there's no externality because there's no internality. You understand? So one cannot exist without the other. Okay, we're done with it. Read something.
But, page 78, but clearly as long as one has not sufficiently attained his greatness, one will not regard giving contentment to the Creator as reception enough for one to give one's heart and soul to the Creator. Hence, each time one truly aims only to bring contentment to one's Maker and not to oneself, one will immediately lose the strength to work, as he will be like a machine without fuel, since one cannot move any organ without drawing some benefit to oneself. It is even more so with such great labor as giving one's heart and soul as dictated in the Torah. Undoubtedly, one will not be able to do so without drawing some reception of pleasure for oneself. Indeed, obtaining his greatness in a measure that bestowal becomes reception, as mentioned concerning an important person, is not at all difficult. Everyone knows the greatness of the Creator who created everything and consumes everything without beginning and without end, and whose sublimity is endless. Yet the difficulty in that is that the measure of the greatness does not depend on the individual, but only on the environment. For example, even if one is filled with virtues, but the environment does not appreciate one as such, one will always be low-spirited and will not be able to take pride in his virtues, although he has no doubt that they are true. And conversely, a person with no merit at all, whom the environment respects as though he is virtuous, that person will be filled with pride, since the measure of importance and greatness is given entirely to the environment. And while one sees how one's environment slights his work and does not properly appreciate his greatness, one cannot overcome the environment. Thus, one cannot obtain his greatness and slights during one's work, as do they, and since one does not have the basis for obtaining his greatness, he will obviously not be able to work to bestow contentment upon his Maker and not for himself. This is so because one would have a motivation to exert, and if you did not labor and found, do not believe. And one's only choice is to either work for oneself or to not work at all, since for him, bestowing contentment upon one's Maker will not be tantamount to reception. Now you can understand the verse, in the multitude of people is the king's glory, since the measure of the greatness comes from the environment under two conditions. One, The extent of the appreciation of the environment, too, the size of the environment, thus, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. And because of the great difficulty in the matter, sages advised us, make for yourself a rav and buy for yourself a friend. This means that one should choose for oneself an important and renowned person to be one's rav, from whom one will be able to come to engaging in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to one's maker. This is so because there are two facilitations to one's rav. One, since he is an important person, the student can bestow contentment upon him based on the sublimity of one's rav, since bestowal becomes as reception for him. This is a natural fuel, so one can always increase one's acts of bestowal. And once a person grows accustomed to engage in bestowal upon the rav, one can transfer it to engaging in Torah and mitzvot lishma toward the Creator too, since habit becomes a second nature. And secondly, equivalence of form with the Creator does not help if it is not forever. That is, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. This is not so equivalence of form with one's rav, since the rav is in this world. Within time, equivalence of form with him helps, even if it is only temporary, and he later turns sour again. Thus, every time one equalizes one's form with one's rav, he is adhered to him for a time. Thus, one obtains the thoughts and knowledge of the Rav according to one's measure of Dvikut. As we have explained in the allegory of the organ that has been cut off from the body and was reunited with it.
In the beginning of the lesson, you said that our problem is that we don't listen to the advices of Kabbalists. What does one's ability to hear the advices of Kabbalists depend upon?
The influence of the environment over him. No one has importance, but only if he is pressured by society. That it's a fact that if he doesn't listen, he won't advance. Why spend your whole life here? Leave, go, have a good time. No other way. Yes? The equivalence of form with a Rav, it's a practical advice of ours today.
Equivalence form is first and foremost to do what he recommends, because there's nothing that he needs for himself. But what he gives you, he tells you what to do. And these are the recommendations or the essential actions without which you will not be able to rise a degree,
which will help.
So it might seem to you that you're doing him a favor, but he doesn't need your favors. He doesn't need anything from you.
They help how? And coming out of my current perception of reality?
What do you mean, how would they help you? By realizing his recommendations, you'll be able to rise to a higher level. He's doing what's best for you, how to correct your vessels, how to relate to everything, and which degree of importance, and so on. And he directs you, he supports you, he explains the importance of what should be done. Kabbalah is actually practical working plan.
Ascendant degree, it's a degree of perception of reality?
No, you can put it this way, the perception of reality. So what?
No, because if it's so, then how not to get confused?
To not get confused, if you annul yourself, then, and you're doing what you're being told to do, you won't be confused.
Yesterday we had a big meeting of dozens of people preparing ourselves for Sunday, going out into the malls here in Israel for the Purim holiday to play uniting games with the audience. And one of the questions was, how do you make it so that it won't simply be like babysitting? It could be that the parents come, give me their children, and that's that. What should we do in our attitude, in our preparation?
I don't know. If it's truly, well, if it will truly be like a babysitter, it would seem very cheap and easy. If you want to help society to that they'll feel better, his mother is wandering in different shops looking at rags, and you're playing with her children for the time being. You need to somehow rise those things to a level that is more serious. I don't know how it's planned, you're asking me.
The external planning in this term will have a place where we'll explain and give out materials. But my question is how to bring in our attitude.
Your attitude is an good attitude towards Israel in a very nice holiday. Don't put into this seriousness, but try to project a nice attitude because it's Purim.
I'll put it this way. How does such an event influence the correction so that our friends,
to the extent that they will be closer to us, and it doesn't matter by which actions, even if you'll babysit, it's already a correction, because if they'll be close, they'll receive a certain inspiration. But to the extent that they'll want to read alongside with or even to buy a certain book, of course that will help. Maybe you should give out those magnets of a commercial for our channel to every participant, every person who comes and participates, not just like that. And that's it. I don't know. But it's definitely an important action. I'm really asking everyone who can participate to do so. Only that we need to instill greater importance to that, but we don't want people to see that you're seemingly important and serious, rather quite the opposite, and try through the kids to be closer to their parents. It's a holiday. People are more open.
Now, can you give us some advice? Many of our friends, they aren't 20-year-olds. You know, they're 40, 50-year-olds, lawyers, doctors. You know, he's studying now in the mall and playing games.
I imagine myself, Chanoch, clothed as a clown. And doing a train with children.
So can you give some advice to our friends how to relate correctly to it to ease up our preparation?
I don't know. Take Roy and a few more of such, and they will help you. I don't know. If you relate nicely, then do it. I love engaging with kids, not doing trains with them, even though that's also nice. But if you just... if you just love them, then yes, but I don't think that kids should be especially. You need to see a very broad audience. And there, for the time being, let's do it this way. Imagine yourselves a different state. Well, Chanoch is working with the small kids, and Niv is talking seriously to their parents. Okay? Chanoch. No, really. So you will make such actions. Well, we are not done with the article. We haven't finished it. Yes.
about equivalence of form with his Rav and to cleave onto him. What is demanded of the whole world Kli today in order to achieve equivalence of form with you and to cleave further on to each moment?
So you have to have a white beard, right? I want you to lack teeth the way I lack. That's equivalence?
No.
You tell me. Equivalence means that I show you what to do. If you're clinging to that, if you're doing that, and even more so if it's done above reason, meaning that you don't understand, then it's even better. We're even closer in our, or more adhered. And the fact that I explained to you 1,000 times you're not doing anything that even within your reason you don't want to implement it, and then that's truly a severe problem.
So what step is demanded of us to do, at least toward each other, in order to really get out of the shock we're in and take this step to reach further equivalence of form and adhesion, because there is a desire to advance, make a change for the world, for everything.
Adhesion unto the Rav is to do what he says. You have no connection to the Creator. You don't hear him, you don't see him, you don't feel him, nothing. There you're definitely directed by your ego. With your Rav, you're not directed by your ego. You listen, at least, to what he's telling you to do. Whether you're doing it or not, that's something else. But you've received a direction. Now you decide whether you're doing it or not. But know clearly that if you're not doing it, you are not in the direction, the right direction. You're not in the same way, the same path he's going. You have no relation to spiritual advancement. Without a teacher, without a Rav, you're unable to do anything. Without listening to him, you're unable to do anything. Without doing what he's telling you, you're unable to advance. That's it. This is why you're being told that you need to respect him, you need to honor him, to consider him as important, as great. What for? In order to listen what he recommends you to do in order to advance. That's it. But disregard will bring not only to the fact that you won't be able to hear what he says and implement it, but also internally you are being torn from him. That if there was a certain connection between the both of you, an inner connection, inner proximity, you're torn it very easily. What should be done? I'll tell you what. Simply, you from morning till the evening, you need to think, how will you honor me? How will you make it so that I will be great in your eyes? As a result, you will start understanding that that's how you need to think about the Creator. That's an exercise. But out of this, you will have a springboard to think the same way about the Creator. That's it.
No.
Well, Niv, the only one who's laughing and is always happy. Yes.
So, announcements, friends from all over the world, and also our viewers on the internet and television, please get on the site, Sviva Tova, and fill your details in the registration form for the World Kli. All the friends from all over the world, including the friends on the internet and television, get on Sviva Tova and fill your details on the registration form for the Kli Olami. Happy festive Purim in the Kabbalah Lam College. We're happy to invite you this Thursday, the 21st of February, 7 p.m., to all of our centers around Israel, and a short clip about the event.
And we're happy to invite you to...
Wait, Igor, why are you only wearing a suit?
You told me it's a commercial for the college.
No, I told you that it's an ad for Purim in the college. I'm dressed for the college, but you should be a bit more like the
Okay,
Purim.
I got you. And we're happy to invite you all to Purim in our campus.
Okay. Maybe you should be a bit less Purim and a bit more college.
Oh, not a second.
Where? Oh, and what you're doing here?
No, what are you talking about? It's not orange, it's eagle. I just wore a costume of a teacher, both Purim and our college.
Purim and college, we're happy to invite you to a Purim party.
And happiness.
Happy Purim, Michlelet Kabbalah Lam, 21st of February, in all of our centers, all over Israel. Admission is free. Further details, contact us. Have a great day and a great night.
And wear something on you, right? Dress up. מקיף אותך סביר ולא נשאר אוויר במפרשים ואם הלב שבור לרסיסים כן דווקא אז פתאום רואים ואם ההר עוטף אותך בצל אתה לבד צוץ באפל ואהבת לרעך כמוך כלל הכי חשוב בתורה ואהבת לרעך כמוך גם בטוב וגם ברע ועם הזמן והימים חולפים בלי מענה המנהרה נראית ללא קצה דווקא אז הוא מתגלה ואם החול כיסה את הפנים במרום אם העולם שבור לרסיסים יש אור אחד